am your host, Bessa Shayo.
And this is the place where we believe that all the couples out there have a chance to live a long, happy life together.
Oh yeah, every marriage has a chance to be awesome and to be fulfilling.
That's right. And you guys can always reach out to us on Twitter. I'm at Whitney Shayo.
And I'm at Bessa Shayo.
Of course, you can like us on Facebook to stay updated.
Which is Facebook.com/ Live Your Best Marriage.
Yep. And of course, you can subscribe to the blog, which is liveyourbestmarriage.com. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So, what are we talking about today, Whitney?
So, you know what? We have actually been getting some messages on the blog from spouses who just feel like they went through such long periods of hopelessness in their marriage.
Okay.
They went through times where they just didn't think it was possible for it to get better. And so what I want to talk about today is, what are some of the ways that we can keep a positive attitude just towards our marriage?
And okay, so how just to be positive in your marriage?
Yeah. Like, how can you keep a positive outlook, just the way you view your marriage?
Yes.
You know, because I think a lot of us go through those tough times where we just feel like, okay, I'm not really sure why this is happening, but it's really, really hard.
Yes. Hard to make it work.
Yeah. So we have several tips here, and the first one is, and these are all just really, really, really practical tips that you can do. You can take action starting now.
To keep the attitude positive in your marriage, yes.
Because Pesa likes to remind me that motion brings emotion, right?
Yes, yeah, you got, and I got that from Tony Robbins. Like, you just need to have some motion. You gotta move to bring some emotions.
So the more you take action, then the better your emotions will be. The better you'll feel.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so the first one is have a morning routine.
Have a morning routine.
And this can be anything that works for anybody. Anywhere from starting the day off with a good morning kiss, or a good morning hug, or sitting down and having a cup of coffee together. Whatever it is that you prefer and whatever it is that you have time for, it can really just give your day this awesome start.
An awesome boost.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so, but it's something that you did for your marriage, though, too.
And it's something that will start you on a positive note, even if you woke up with that feeling like, okay, I'm having that hopeless feeling, just going ahead and just having that action will start moving some, I don't know if it's some endorphins or whatever, but just move you towards your spouse.
Yeah.
Although you woke up with some negativity or some there's some drama going on.
Right.
So just having that action can really help you start moving closer to your spouse.
Right. And so, because it's harder to say, okay, well, you guys should both just change your attitude. You should just start...
Be happy.
Just start feeling better and just start liking each other.
And then after you feel better and like each other, now you can move and start giving each other hugs or kisses. Sometimes you just have to do the action of hugging before you feel like hugging.
Yeah.
And somebody was asking me, what comes first? Are you happy before, or do you smile? Like, what comes first? Either smile or being happy?
Mm-hmm.
We went back and forth. It sounds like the chicken and the egg question. Which came first, the chicken or the egg? But sometimes just smiling makes you feel better. Oh, yeah, just the action of smiling makes you feel better.
So it puts you in a better mood.
Oh, much better mood than if you're frowning.
Okay.
Yes.
So chances are you can start to feel better after you hold hands.
Yes.
Don't expect to just
feel better
and before you then hold hands. You will hold hands.
No.
No.
It's the opposite, yeah.
So, okay. The second thing is to just enjoy the little things.
The little things in life, yes.
And the big events in our lives are just so obvious, and we celebrate those.
When all the
somebody
time, yeah.
somebody graduates, somebody gets married, somebody
gets featured in a big magazine, somebody gets published, someone like you launch a course. You know, those big events.
You get a promotion,
at your job. You have a new baby. You get pregnant.
Yes. Those really major events, which we all love.
And society actually says it's okay to celebrate on them.
We don't forget to celebrate those.
No.
But what about just the small things?
Like,
what about, you know, the time last Thursday evening when your husband cooked biryani just out of the blue and surprised you? Was that celebrated?
No.
Was that something that
you made a big deal about?
Everybody made a big deal out of it and you're just super excited. Or what about yesterday afternoon when, you know, your wife got all dressed up for no reason and said, "Hey honey, let's go for coffee," or "Let's go and do this. Let's
And sometimes Whatever. It's just not even...
Or let's go to the game.
Yes. Sometimes
Whatever.
Sometimes it can even be something like, you know, you are typing and you're typing and the husband just took care of the kids without... Yeah, something like that. Like something that can be so mundane or something that, like, you just expect that it will happen.
Right, and because there are so many of those really small favors.
Yes.
Actually, I wouldn't even call them small.
Yes.
They
actually make things work.
Yeah, they actually are really vital to just the success of your household. Like,
when
a parent takes a baby to get their vaccines, oh my gosh, why don't we make a big deal out of those things?
Or just like when...
Or not vaccine, like just...
Yeah, when somebody's is talking to a client,
somebody's
and the
up,
parent is...
Yes, at night with a sick kid,
okay.
or... Yeah, but you get it.
Mm-hmm.
You get it. Like,
And you know, we actually make a big deal out of, the parent was up at night with a sick kid. Those are what I would say, like, they're just a no-brainer. You should think those are no-brainer, it's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Or somebody took a kid to the hospital. That is like... To me, it's a no-brainer.
Mm-hmm.
You should be celebrating that.
Right.
But what about when a spouse takes care of the kids and makes sure that they are quiet while the other one is talking to a client on the phone?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like so mundane, like, or make somebody make sure that lunch is ready while
mm-hmm.
the other one is working on a project.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like, okay, big deal, lunch is ready. But those can be... If those little things, you can get a thank you
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
I appreciate you for doing that,
can
actually really bring folks together.
Right. And just like this morning,
mm-hmm.
I was changing we have two in diapers and I was changing them, but Pesa went and did the dishes. So that was actually really huge because he took a major load off from me at that moment I could not even think, like, okay, how am I even gonna go and start dishes after this? I was just so, I had so many other things going on,
mm-hmm.
and then I was helping our two older ones get ready for church. And so basically, needless to say, going and doing dishes, I don't think I would have had the strength or the time.
Yes.
Or even the mental capacity to even remember that they needed to
be
done. But he did it. And so we call those small acts of kindness.
Yeah, they just...
But really, if you really, really think about it, those are the major things that make your house run.
And they glue everything together.
Yeah, and make your life easier.
And
really.
actually, they make those big events,
mm-hmm.
the graduation, the promotions,
mm-hmm.
those huge events. If it's not for these little events that
mm-hmm.
you're doing in the house, you wouldn't be able to get to go to work consistently and perform very well to be able to get that huge promotion. Right. But we'll be focusing on the huge promotion
mm-hmm.
and ignore this little thing. Somebody made sure that the kids were picked up on time. Somebody made sure the kids were dropped to daycare on time.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody made sure that we had food in the house. Those little things which can be very easily ignored.
Mm-hmm. Actually, putting gas in the car.
Yes.
I have a long list.
Yes.
Of stuff.
So basically don't forget those and appreciate those little things.
Yep.
Yes.
Because those are the things that make life easier.
Yes.
And so don't forget to just take time to celebrate those small victories that happen throughout the day.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay, another tip is to feel like you are in charge of your life.
Okay.
Take responsibility. And what we mean when we say this is the quality of your life
mm-hmm.
can be determined by the questions that you ask yourself.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, right.
So if I'm asking myself, why is he talking to me like that?
Mm-hmm.
Why is he acting like this?
Why is he so weird today?
Why is he
so weird today?
Why is he so inconsiderate? Or if he's, and it works both ways. If he's asking questions like, why does she keep saying that over and over again? Or why is she so moody?
Mm-hmm.
Those types of questions will determine the quality of the marriage.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Because the answer will be something negative, really.
Yeah.
It's not going to be something that, compared to
mm-hmm.
a question like, how can I make this better? How can I make this mm-hmm. project move forward in a great way? Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Right. So the types of questions that you ask. So going back to what I first started with, which was taking responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
If I ask, okay, why is he acting like this? I'm not taking responsibility.
No.
I am acting as though he's in control of everything. And things are happening to me.
Not because of you.
Right. So I need to remember that, like, I create my life. I don't just react to life.
Yes.
And also, which just basically means that when a situation does come up, the questions that I ask in order to try to figure out how to solve it should be more like, okay, well, what can I do
to make it work?
Yeah. I mean, what can I do to make this better? What can I do to, or what could I have done that caused this? Or, you know, just those types of things.
Like, what was my responsibility?
Yeah, yes. What part did I play in this? He sounds really upset.
Yes.
There must be something I said or something I did that was a contribution. It's so acting as though it's always them.
Mm-hmm.
The spouse is 100% responsible. It's their fault. I played no part in it. That's the outcome is not going to be pretty.
No.
So, and that's not pleasant. That's not a pleasant way to live either, because if we do have that victim mentality, things are just happening to me.
Yes.
It's
not because of me.
That's not pleasant.
So I'm not a driver. I'm just being driven.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually, you become a victim.
Mm-hmm.
You become a victim. Mm-hmm. So, he did this to me. Oh, she did this to me. If only she didn't do this to me, everything would be so great. I wish she had. So basically, everything was happening to me. Everything was happening mm-hmm. to me. Instead of, what part did I have in making this thing happen?
Mm-hmm.
So, and if I could change that, what will happen? So you are still in control. You are still in. There's a part of you that had. There's a part of you that made that happen. You might not be 100% responsible, but mm-hmm. you also had a part to play in that.
Right.
Yes.
Right. You were there.
Yes.
you
reacted.
You had something to do with it.
Yes. So it's not only his fault or her fault.
Yes.
We both have some responsibility.
Yes. All right. So another tip.
To have your marriage be, just to have a positive attitude in your marriage.
To keep a great attitude for your marriage is you can adjust your expectations.
Okay.
Instead of just always thinking it should be easy, just go ahead and expect that there will be some tough times.
That
I know that sounds really unpleasant.
But actually, that has really helped.
Mm-hmm.
Because especially if you're doing sales, you realize that there's a lot of times the sale will just not happen, just not because of what you did, but just there was just something happened. Maybe the client wasn't ready, or the client wife was sick, or just something that you had nothing to do with it.
Yep.
Oh, there was this announcement on TV. And so anyway, so you realize that you have to have that positive attitude before you go to the next situation. So just assuming that, you can also assume that in marriage, that having everything going according to plan is actually very rare. Having, like, when you're getting the kids ready in the morning and everything just goes according to plan is the exception.
Right.
So you expect that there will be time kids will cry, kids will refuse, somebody will be cranky, just something will happen. And because you are okay with that, you're already ready to deal with it.
Yep.
When it happens, you are not shocked. It doesn't throw you off.
Yeah.
So you still have that positive attitude.
And
yeah.
Somebody can say, well, okay, it kind of sounds like you're contradicting yourself, because on one hand you say, I need to always have a positive attitude and just think everything is great.
Yes.
And then on the other hand, you're telling me to expect bad things to happen. Actually, those are not contradicting each other. They actually go hand in hand. They go very well together.
Mm-hmm.
And because the perfect example that Pesa brought up a minute ago is a child will cry.
Yeah.
They will get cranky.
Yes.
And so you can expect, okay, yes, she's 2 years old and she's upset. She's crying. That is the expectation. But the great attitude comes in and you can say, you know, this doesn't last long.
Yeah.
They're only little for such a short time.
Yes.
Or, you know, oh, she's still my little one, and I want to go ahead and help her calm down, or whatever it is. But I think the one that makes the most sense is just remembering, okay, this stage really doesn't last long.
And
she'll be 3 and then 4 and then 5 before I know it.
Yeah. And so this stage doesn't last long. And also just the idea that because I know things might not go according to plan, I also, that actually makes it that because I am not a victim, that means I will have to prepare more. Maybe I need to give it more time.
Right.
So instead of expecting that everything will go according to plan and I'll get everybody ready in 7 minutes, realize that in a real world, a perfect world, getting everybody ready in 7 minutes might never happen. Yes, it might happen, but if it takes 15 minutes, I have already built in enough time in there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready for it.
Yeah.
And if it takes 7 minutes, it's great. But if it ends up taking 15 minutes, I'm still okay with it. Because so I'll continue having that positive attitude because I was prepared. And if things did not happen the way I prepared because of just whatever, I still don't lose my positive attitude. Instead of being so frustrated because things went quote-unquote wrong. So I will be able to move to the next thing with a positive attitude because although things did not go according to plan, I was still it was okay with me because I know not everything will go according to plan.
Yes. So the very last tip is to avoid having the sense of entitlement, which means that I deserve what I want, and I'm always right, and I demand, like, I have to get my way.
Okay.
I have to. No matter what happens, no matter what the situation is, no matter what he says, no matter what she says, things have to go my way.
Yes.
So.
Can you give an example of that?
Well, this is just plain selfishness, and we all have it.
Mm-hmm.
We all have this in us because we want our own way.
Yes.
That is just.
Because we love us.
It is, yeah.
Yes.
This is bound to come up.
Yes.
Sometime.
Yes.
Really. Because we like to look out for number one. Like to look out for me.
Yes.
So in marriage, though, if we can have less of that and
more service.
Just give up that idea that I'm entitled. I have to get my way. Mm. I deserve to get what I want every single time. And the reason I think this is such a huge deal is because the purpose of marriage is really to have the goal of making the other person happy.
Yes.
It's not really so much about me getting married to make myself happy or so that he can make me happy. And this took me a long time to understand because I used to read about this a lot, and especially on Christian blogs, they talk about it a lot. Just the fact that I want to serve him, make
and
him
I'm
happy,
her.
And then he reciprocates and makes me happy. Or even if he doesn't reciprocate, just the fact that I gave something to him, that means I'm just going to be happy. And one of the best examples that we have to explain this is, have you ever heard the phrase, a volunteer gets more out of it than the people they served?
Yes.
Have you?
Oh, yes.
You've heard that,
right? And I've actually experienced that when you go to volunteer, it feels like you are benefiting more than the folks if you go to the soup kitchen, it feels like you're doing more. You feel better than even, you feel like I feel much better than the folks I was serving, yeah.
Right, and I really do love that example because it's just this feeling like you're giving to other people. And a lot of times it's people you don't even know.
Yes.
Really. And you're not getting paid.
No.
You're giving them your time.
Mm-hmm.
You're providing some kind of a service. And you're probably doing it with a smile on your face.
Oh, yeah.
You're happy to do it. And it still feels good. Like the fact that you sacrificed.
Yes.
Made you happy.
Very happy.
And so if we can bring that back over to the marriage department, that's kind of what we're getting at. It's and I know, and a lot of and sometimes I'm like, okay, well, yeah, volunteering is like, it can be a 1 hour activity, it can be a one day thing,
but
it's
I have
not,
to live this is the rest of my life.
But marriage is all day, every day, until I die.
And you don't know. And you don't know who I got married to. You don't know who I married. This might be great for you guys, but what I have at home, you won't be saying that.
So you're expecting me to just sacrifice and give.
Yes.
24/7.
Yes. And I have a husband who just doesn't really get it.
So this is the goal. It's even if it's not 100%, a marriage can be improved, I think, significantly, even if we put even just a little bit of this into practice.
Yes.
Even if we only treated one another like this one day a week.
Okay.
I think at the minimum, I mean, I'm just saying, like, even if the most, at most, we sacrificed and were giving and we were just trying to serve our spouse, even if we only did that one day a week.
It's going to really improve.
The marriage would improve exponentially, yes. I think. But, and we're creatures of habit anyway. It's something that we could build up on.
Yeah.
After time. I'm talking about it like it's unbearable. One day a week, and then hopefully we can
Hopefully you'll be able to live with your husband.
We'll be able to do it more. I don't know. But yeah, that's definitely something to aim for.
Mm-hmm.
And just keep in mind that all of these tips are practical, just everyday things that you can implement.
Yes.
They are just things you can do. You can start doing it today.
Yes.
So
just to recap, mm-hmm. What are all the tips that you can use to keep your marriage positive?
So start with a morning routine.
Okay.
And so that was something like a kiss or a hug. Something positive for the two of you.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second one
was... So it's like a morning ritual.
Yes. Another one was celebrate the small victories.
Always celebrate the small victories, yeah.
So if somebody does the dishes, somebody cooks a really great meal, somebody takes a kid to the doctor, just make a big deal out of it.
Yes.
Because
it's all those small things help us to get to the big things.
Yes. Another one was take responsibility.
Yes.
So, and then just remember that you are a creator. You're not reacting mm-hmm. to life. You are in charge of your life. And the quality of the questions that you ask yourself really will determine the quality of your marriage. So yes. If you're asking, okay, why is he doing this? Why is he talking like this? Blah, blah, blah. Why is he treating me like this? Rather than, okay, he sounds upset. What can I do to fix this?
Yes.
What can I do to make this better?
What,
just a different way of thinking, different questions. And then I think the very last one that we had was just to stop expecting everything to be easy.
Yes, yes. Don't.
Yes. And then we also had stop having an attitude of thinking that you deserve to get your way every single time.
Like just the attitude of entitlement. You're entitled, yeah. Yes. And because when you put all those things together, you will actually have a positive attitude in your mm-hmm. marriage. And you want you need that, having that feeling of positive attitude.
Right.
To sustain being married to this person.
Yes.
Yes. It really helps smoothen things and make things much better.
Yes. So, folks, thank you once again for listening, and to those of you who may be watching.
Who might be watching on YouTube.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be back in a few days, so don't forget to go ahead and give us a rating and subscribe.
Don't forget to subscribe in iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and if you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to subscribe to this channel. And folks, until next time, bye and God bless. And don't forget to live your best marriage.
Are you tired of being upset, lonely, feeling empty, or just plain frustrated with your marriage? And no matter how hard you try, you're not getting anywhere, just going in circles? No matter how much you try to make time for one another in your schedule, or how many times you say, I'm sorry, Pesa and I have put together 99 ideas to help you connect with that one special person so that things can start to be more like the way they were before everyday life got in the way and caused the two of you to drift apart. We want you to have 99 ways to show love to your spouse absolutely free. You can find it at 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com. Because here at Live Your Best Marriage, we truly hope that the two of you can move closer together and enjoy the connection that comes from achieving a stronger bond. Again, that's 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com. www.ninewaystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com. That's the number 99 ways to show love to your spouse.com.